CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get Skolpad in here. Let me play some of this song, which this is a single called Kloboneng. Listen to this quickly. This is the song that launched Skolpad. Mm. Mm, she's wearing her shorts. Mm. Bring her in here, Sia.
The show is going to start now. Mm. You're going to show them how you move your thing, how you move your body.
Right.
Because it's going to take you all night. All night. And you're going to show them.
Hello, baby. Come and sit down here. You look fabulous.
Huh?
How are you?
I'm okay.
Skolopad, you drove all the way through the night to be with us this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, honey. Well, listen, you made a huge impression on everybody at the Sama Awards.
Wait, am I safe? Where's that guy?
Which guy? Who are you looking for? What do you mean?
The one that you're always with.
Me? I'm always with?
Yes.
Who? Are you sure you got the right place?
All right.
You did.
He's not here. Who?
Which the devil? Guy? Who are we talking about?
Hey.
So, all right.
What is it? A person we know? Is it a?
Is he famous?
Yes. He's always next to you on Idols.
Oh right.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you see, we don't.
So easy.
Yeah.
I think so easy.
Randall.
Not Ben Jack.
Unati.
No.
Randall.
Simon Cowell.
What's he?
Did he say something about you?
No, I'm just scared of his mood and serious.
Yeah, he's very serious. I understand.
Yes.
And don't worry, he's not here because this isn't called Idols. This is, you see on the sign here, it's cliffcentral.com.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
That was a TV show I quit last year.
Mm.
Yeah, too much. So listen, you made a huge impression on everybody at the Simons. Well done.
Thank you.
Everybody's been talking about you for the last couple of weeks. So you're new on the music scene, but you used to be a nurse. Is that right?
Used to be. Oh, I'm still.
You're still a nurse?
Yes.
You're a nurse and a singer?
Yes, and a mother. Three in one.
Oh, you got three jobs to do. You must be a busy woman.
Yes.
You managed to drop everything and come and see us this morning. I'm very, very pleased. Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me, what's life like for you at the moment if you're juggling these three careers? You've got music, motherhood, and the nursing. Nursing's a full-time job, right?
Yes.
So are you off today? Did you book off?
I'm off.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell them you were coming to talk to me?
Yes, I did.
What did they say?
They said, "Chowe."
How did you get into music?
So it was just easy. I mean, I started dancing and then my child just said, "Mama, can you stop dancing for other people's music? Can you dance for your own music?" Then I started like, how am I going to start doing that? Then she was like, "Relax, sir.
So
I'll write the lyrics for you. Where now you just have to shake
your
body."
How old is your daughter?
She's 16 now.
16 and she wrote your lyrics. And she's pretty much your manager then because she told you to go into music.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Hey, moms. Kids making careers for parents.
Hey, man. That's what millennials are about.
It's very impressive. So do the other people who you work with at the hospital or the clinic, do they know about your music career?
They do now.
Do they treat you differently now that everybody in South Africa knows who you are from the Samas?
No.
They still treat you like any other nurse?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no patients, for example, are lying in the beds and they might not recognize you or they do?
They don't recognize me at all because really when I'm at work, mm-hmm. I'm a totally different person. Then they would ask me, "Sister, when is Skolopad coming on duty? Because we heard she's a nurse." Then I'll be like, "She's coming, relax, Awena."
And you don't reveal yourself to them?
No.
You keep them strung along?
Yes.
Now tell me, where did you come up with this name Skolopad?
A go-getter.
Mm.
An independent woman.
Uh-huh.
A strong diva.
Yeah.
Born a can't get can't talagala.
And you got the hard shell, so you don't care about what happens when people knock you.
Yes.
Right.
Bona.
Right. I like that name. Because when we heard about Skolopad, and by the way, are you from Bloem, Bethlehem, or Kwa Kwa?
Kwa Kwa.
There we go.
Mabali Moloi.
Did you ever bump
hometown
into Mabali Moloi at Mauritius Tavern in Kwa Kwa?
China Garden.
No.
No.
No, we haven't bumped into each other yet.
Not yet.
I mean, it's the first time we're meeting today.
Oh, I thought you two might have already had a drink together without knowing it. No? Now, these outfits that you wear, I mean, you wore this sensational dress at the summit. Did you plan that months in advance, or was it just something you decided on the night, this is what I'm going to wear?
Skolobat. She likes being like that. Like but, now, am yes. I, should I?
With the shorts. Look at those shorts.
You're not feeling cold,
sister.
Huh?
Yes, girl.
Mabali, what are you saying?
I'm asking, you're not feeling cold.
You are cold wearing like that. Stand so up, why not?
What's stand the- up again. Show me those legs. Skolobat. All right, here we go.
Strike a pose.
Yes. Oh,
that's very nice.
Oh, and that's a trademark pose. I see that
it's a skolobat pose.
It's very good. Ooh,
can we do the skolobat challenge? We must make you trend. We must all do that now. As that's how we'll pose.
Do me a favor and
yes,
do it.
There we go.
Now, what was the story? Because I saw those pictures and you were almost like crawling on the carpet.
And I nearly forget about that pose. Ne? And then my child was like, Mama, don't forget about the pose.
This kid is on top of things. She knows what to do. Yo, you've raised some firecracker of a daughter. And then?
And then this pose, ne?
No.
This pose actually means you can actually go down, but get up strong and continue.
Right.
So I was expecting one of us, as in like, I won't say the name, but bo artist babang, ne? To actually say skolobata, stand up. So they didn't. They just passed me by. What is she doing? So now I was actually telling them, Horibana, you can actually fall, and someone out there can take you up, ne? And say, please, let's.
It's about not giving up, trying again,
yes,
getting up,
yes.
Perseverance,
and then you
right.
go on as if nothing happened, like myself. Bona, I just get up and then move like a diva again.
Now, what was this? Did you enjoy the Samas first time you've been there?
It wasn't the first time.
When was the first time you've been?
2000 and when is this year?
It's currently
2017.
Oh, 2016 maybe.
Last year, the Samas were in Durban.
Yes.
I didn't go. Uh-huh. And then 2015, I went.
That was Sun City as well.
Yes, okay. Then I was so a rabbit there.
A rabbit?
Joe, with Emahatla. Do you know Emahatla?
A tail.
Yeah, oh. the fluffy one, ne? Like the...
Maga smallanyana one.
Yeah, like the like the
Playboy
ones that the...
Bunny,
yeah.
Hugh Hefner. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you have the ears as well?
No, I had a rabbit style on it, the carrot style.
Carrot, your
hair? Yes, the carrot was... My hair was like a carrot.
And it was orange? Oh, okay, so it just looked like a carrot.
Yes.
Wow, you're very imaginative with these outfits. I mean, this is good because it makes you stand out from the crowd.
Robin.
And there are lots of artists out there. They're all competing for attention, and you're the one who got it. On.
And you actually had to call me to your studio
for that. Of course. But you think I'd miss out on the chance to meet you? It's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. So how's the career going? Are you making some money?
Next.
Seriously, no one's buying the stuff? You aren't doing enough performances? What's the problem?
Hey, they'll actually say, we want to see your thighs, we want to see your the tattoo. Then they don't actually say, can you come and perform? Then when we charge them with the performance, then they're like, no, we don't know what you're doing. We just need you as that person on the red carpet.
So they're not interested in you as an artist.
Yes, they're interested
just,
in
they're
my
they're using you as an attention, a way to get attention.
Yes.
And social media, I mean, what kind of reaction do you get from people on Twitter and Instagram? And people love you?
It's a two-way thing, ne? So since well, I'm an ass,
yes,
I can handle things.
Sure, you've seen.
I know
a lot
how to handle things. Like, should I allow to say it?
You go for it. Whatever you want to
say. Anything.
I know how to handle shit. So it's like being a nurse. I can smile with a bedpan on it. So why not dealing with the shit what people are saying to me?
As a nurse, you must see terrible things sometimes, trauma and people.
And then go on as if nothing happened,
right,
Robin?
So you have to be strong.
Yeah. So for the social media, for me, it's like, Bona, I know how to deal with them.
But when people say horrible things, it hurts your feelings, even if you don't show. Not. Next. You don't get hurt.
I'm expecting that. So sometimes when you do things, you must expect. But, what's going to happen?
But sometimes there's also love. It's not all hate.
No, I want that.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I mean, people are adding. They're following you. They're trying to figure out what you're up to. They want to see your pictures. They want to hear your
That's
songs.
That's what I want, Wabona.
Yeah, sure.
If I'm not doing that, they won't follow.
Right.
So when did the music start then? Because I didn't realize that you've been attending the summers for 2 years already.
The music started in 2015.
Okay.
When I started the single clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what does it mean?
Mm-mm. Tell me.
Come and say this thing when it's happening.
Clubbing.
Can you play it again?
Yeah, sure. Of course I will.
Come and
Come
and say this thing when it's happening. Then come and see Sikulpata. Shaking her body.
Yes, wearing the
doing
yellow
her
dress
things.
At the metro.
Well, I understand them. Mm. Yeah.
Now, who do you like in the music business? Do you have friends who are in the music business? These other artists who walked past you and looked at you on the red carpet and they weren't very nice about you. Who are your friends? Who are the people in music that you like? You can tell me. I'm not gonna judge. Who do you like and who do you not like?
Just be free. Get it off your chest.
What do you think of Babes Wadumo?
I like her energy. I like the dancing. Bona.
Mm-hmm.
She's got energy.
Mm.
And I've got plus, plus, plus.
Mm.
And then...
Sure.
So my quieter music, I'm not agree. I'm an old Dangana. I know this quieter thing.
You've been around a while. You know your stuff.
Yeah. So now, I used to like Kanabari Kimang. I'm still loving him.
Mm, who's that? What name?
Tuffer and Tuffer.
Pitch Black Afro.
Yes.
Ah,
them tough and tougher guy.
All right.
And most importantly, may her soul rest in peace, Lebo
Mathosa. Very inspiring woman, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Did you get into music because of Lebo Mathosa? Because you looked up to her, no?
Mm.
You did this all because of your daughter?
Yes.
That's amazing. Now, are there men in your life? Is there a man in your life? Is there a one guy who gets to be around Skolopat all the time?
I don't know how to say that in English.
Say it in Sotho. It's fine.
I've got Mihlapul.
What's a Mihlapul?
Puff and pass.
Oh, oh.
And
That's fine.
Yes.
So that's, now that's I don't. Allowed. They don't have to be attached because
when they
get attached to me, they end up doing wrong things.
Mm.
So now, puff and pass. England. So,
And you must also, while you're famous, you must be able to choose different men that stimulate you in different ways, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You don't need to be with one guy.
Yes. Even the menu, it's there to choose
right.
once.
And when you go to the Summers, are there a lot of men who are interested in you?
I don't need one. I don't want one.
Mm. Wow, so you're quite independent.
I'm there for my things, for my business.
But I'm sure, for example, when you wore the yellow dress at the metros,
that also got a lot
to have garnered some sort of male attraction. Like, hey now, you know? So is it just strictly business or don't you have a little situation with that?
I don't want anyone next to me.
You're very independent. That's very commendable.
Mm. When you go to the metros and the summers, for example, do you attend alone? Do you take your daughter with you? What's the situation there?
I go alone.
Okay.
As you become, you become one person. I be in a different spirit in my mood. But I don't have to drink. I don't have to eat. I don't have to just, I'm in that mood.
And you enjoy the show.
Yes. Right.
But then also sticking to your fashion quickly, how do you now brief your designers or when you're looking for an outfit? What's the process that goes to deciding like, you know what, this award show, me, Bunny, that's it.
Okay, normally I draw a sketch for them. Or I want my thigh to be out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened to the yellow dress?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, okay, he did a revealing dress, but it was not that revealing for Na. And
so
me,
you wanted more revealing.
Me and my child had to cut it more, Nyana.
Mm.
Oh, is
and
that
say,
what
Mama,
happened?
Cut and tree. It's too long and it's not revealing.
So she knows, your daughter knows you've got to be super sexy.
Yes.
Yeah, she knows what sells.
Am I?
You look at you.
Yes,
look at that ass.
Getting up again.
Those thighs.
There we go.
And we've got the almost thigh high boots to go with the shorts. Yeah.
No, Skolopad, you're not messing around. I like this.
You're the business.
Now, what's your plan for the rest of this year? Are we going to be making more music? Are we going to be doing some shows?
Can more shows. See you? More shows. Because the music is there already. I've got 12 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I'm just looking for the more shows.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, if you really want to meet Scott, but you must just take an axe and smash yourself in the head, and then you'll end up at the hospital, and then she can help you.
But then they won't see Skolopata. They will see Nurse Q.
Okay, Nurse
then
Q.
Then all they have to do just to be to the shows where Skolopata is. So, meaning, I'm saying to people out there, invite me to your clubs, mm-hmm. to your shows, to your events, so that people can see me doing my thing. Then when I say, come and see this thing when it's happening. Oh, yes.
Right.
Klobone.
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 Are we going to be following you on Instagram? What's your Instagram handle?
It's changed to Vesalisa Skolopad.
Yes. What? How do I spell that? I don't even know how to start.
It's V-E-S-I.
V-E-S-I, yeah.
L-I.
L-I.
S-A.
Yeah.
Dash Skolopad.
Yo, okay, Skolopad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to go and follow you now.
Please.
See what you're up to.
Mm.
Thank you for coming to see us. And I hope you get lots of shows. And I really hope you make a success of this. I think it's terrific that you are you listen to your daughter and that she's helping you with your career in music. But I also think it's great that you're doing what you do as a nurse. We need good nurses in this country. We can't do it without you. And you know what? If you can do both, then you're a superwoman. And as you say, you're independent, so you're puffing and passing. You're having a good time.
Yes.
Good for you.
But you haven't say my slogan. Why
well, go on.
You,
what's say for me?
What's when I say mpinchu saka, mm-hmm. you just have to say skoko saka.
Oh,
okay. Saka. Then I say geralanka. So.
Okay.
All right. All right, let's go.
So, okay. Mpinchu saka.
Skoko saka.
Geralanka.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Thank you. Skolopad, thank you so much for coming to see us this morning, you sweetheart.
And then
listen to some of this.
The show is gonna start now. You gonna show them
love. CliffCentral.com.